What's going on, everybody? Welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered's number 507 on Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. We're here, and it's been a pretty interesting week with developments on the Texas immigration law. First, we had the Supreme Court say, no, you can't put it into effect. Then the following morning, they say, sure, go ahead.
Yep.
And then later that evening, a different federal appeals court, which apparently can overrule the Supreme Court, I was not aware of how that worked, said that, no, it can't go into effect.
Yeah.
Now, it's because they ruled on a different aspect of it, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said, well, you know, the Supreme Court actually was, like, wrong.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. It's because the Supreme Court ruled that the emergency injunction that was filed by Biden to keep the border open was not valid.
Yeah.
They didn't actually rule on the merit of the law. And now that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against the law, it will enable, I believe, the merits of the law to go to the Supreme Court, is okay. I think how this is going to work.
Yeah, I think it's how it's going to
work. But at the end of the day, it's outrageous that
Alito punted initially?
Well, I think they just needed a couple more hours to figure things out. In the end, it was like, what, 7-2 or 6-3?
It was 6-3, yeah. So it was another decision that pained Sonia Sotomayor to her core.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I know.
Look at her.
What? She's healthy. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean...
I know.
She's Hispanic.
I know. I mean, come on in.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's very interesting because most Hispanics are very against illegal immigration.
Oh, yeah. And
that's actually leading to Trump.
No pathways to citizenship either.
And that's actually leading to Trump performing very well with Hispanics. In fact, winning Hispanics in recent polling.
Yeah.
I think that's a really interesting trend that we've got developing here. Yeah. You know, there was like a little bit of that occurring in 2020, but now it's really picked up the pace.
I mean, he quintupled his support along the border counties. So
yeah,
and it's only gotten worse. I mean, it's out of control now. It's gotten to the like before. I mean, it was bad, but this is just like you said, we've lost operational control, and it's just there's chaos. There's people can't have birthday parties like on these border counties because there's cartel drive-bys every day.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, it is what it is, so...
Yeah.
Frankly, though, as much as I want this law to go into effect, let's be honest, there's going to be no, like, substantive changes until we get a new president.
Mm-hmm.
So, months of bleeding ahead of us.
Well, yeah.
Which sucks. It does. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be more... I hate to say it. Brace yourselves for more Lincoln Rileys. Lincoln Rileys.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Pull Biden right
full,
there.
Pull
Biden right there. More Lincoln Rileys. More, you know, this... It was the guy from El Salvador who shot the 2-year-old right across the river here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more rapes. There were two men from Chile. I don't know if you saw this at Bailey's Crossroads Elementary School parking lot at 5:30 in the morning last week, with an underage girl, and they were busted by the police completely naked inside. So
yeah, they were gonna rape that little girl.
They raped whatever. So there's gonna be more of this stuff. You're gonna see. Every city become like a shanty town. Did you see AOC's district right now?
Yep.
It looks like Bangladesh.
Yep.
It's out of control.
It looks worse than Bangladesh.
It's bad.
There's just illegals everywhere.
Yeah. With like stolen everywhere on the sidewalk. You see all that stuff?
Yep.
So.
Did you see that ICE refuses to hand over any information to local authorities regarding the illegal that killed Blake and Riley?
Oh my God. I'm sure the mayor is happy about that.
Yeah.
The mayor of Athens, who basically
led to her death. Yeah. Just today, we see a video now of this illegal who is encouraging these illegals all over the country to wage what he calls, quote, a land war and squat at the properties of Americans who either, you know, have an extra home or... an abandoned house, and that way the illegals can essentially take, you know, de facto ownership of land.
Unless they get a shotgun blast to the face when they try to break in. So,
not encouraging
that, but if it happens,
but
you know,
if they
so
want
what?
A war, they could have it.
Yeah, you know, tough happens. You know, it's things here, storm. Things just go wrong some days.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, they're basically outwardly saying now what we've been saying they're doing is this is an invasion of America.
Yeah.
They are attempting a hostile takeover from within of the country. And it's our duty as Americans to combat this. And if they, you know, if they... He essentially was calling for war against America from the inside.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if this is the tone they're going to take now, then, you know, f*** around and find out. Yeah. I'm prepared for such an occasion. But, yeah, I mean, the robberies... The assaults, the rapes, the murders occurring in our cities, you know, by illegals and by non-illegals is just out of control.
It's out of control.
And then you have the FBI this morning come out and say, oh, well, no, don't believe your lying eyes. The crime is down.
Oh, my God.
Crime is getting so much better. You know, Biden said yesterday, this, you know, we're in unprecedented times of safety.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's the dimension.
Watching the video of on the New York City subway, some guy getting executed.
That video is outrageous. That is nuts, and those people are absolutely defenseless because it's in transit. That's a scary video. But you know, we have to charge Daniel Penny, I believe.
Yes.
Manslaughter. Yep. But the guy who defended himself, no charges. Mm-hmm. Also, isn't the National Guard supposed to be down there? Going on?
Oh yeah, I mean that's the problem is you can't police it, and you have police officers, NYPD being beat up by illegals. Here in DC, just this morning, you had a cop that was run over by an unknown assailant. You had I was watching a stream the other night of two incidents in LA in the same evening. Of people running over cops.
Yeah.
There is just a fundamental
breakdown.
Breakdown of society.
It's a breakdown.
It's a disrespect for, you know, authority and for life.
And you have to also, there's a health crisis that comes with this. They're bringing measles.
Oh, the measles, yeah. Tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah. Yep.
They're bringing a whole host of highly infectious diseases. And if you've seen that video of the NYPD cops being beaten in the illegal alien shelter, it's going to spread like a brush fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're packed in there like sardines. People who shouldn't be here.
Well, you know, I unfortunately, none of this is going to get better before it gets worse.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, President Applesauce for Brains, dementia guy, who thinks that everything's hunky-dory. And we have President Trump under constant assault from all angles, especially Letitia James.
Letitz?
Who, quite unconstitutionally, plans to seize, through civil asset forfeiture, President Trump's businesses in New York due to the inability to secure a bond on his, whatever, air quote, fraud trial.
Yeah.
Well, you know, first off, we've been through the merits of this and how this should have never been brought in the first place. There was no fraud. The banks were made whole. The banks got their millions and millions and millions in interest payments, okay? They say that he overvalued his assets, and they say that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million.
Mm.
I'd like to know in what world,
yeah.
Okay? Because you look at real estate transactions, what is it? Trailer. What are the mobile trailer?
Yeah.
Had some land in West Palm that's about a tenth of the size of the Mar-a-Lago property.
Yeah.
And it sold for $10 million. Yeah. So why don't you tell me how that math works?
Nobody lost money.
No.
Nobody was defrauded.
The banks are like, we're great.
Yeah, banks this are fine. Great. Everyone got their home loans.
Yeah.
Where's the victims?
No, this is just.
Where are the victims?
Just, what it is.
Well, she gave the game away when she ran.
Yeah, it's a weaponization of using government taxpayer money against an individual.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know, you have Mr. Wonderful out there calling it what it is. This is an attack on not just New Yorkers, but this is an attack on the American idea of business and capitalism. We got a good clip of him here. He went on CNN. and basically spit in their face for everything they've been saying. They didn't have much response to it. Let's take a listen to that.
What a great message to send out all around the world. Take a claim where there was no monies lost. There was no fraud here in the context of actually people losing money. Deutsche Bank, who made the loan, was made whole. And let's make a penalty of $500 million against a crime, apparently, where no monies were lost. Great message for New York. Great message for America. Bring your capital because we'll protect your property. I think that was a statement that would be much better made sometime in Venezuela. I'm not kidding. That's a scary, scary message.
He's 100% right. This is scary.
Yeah.
What they are doing here. You know, this is what you see in Venezuela or third world authoritarian countries. This is not how what's supposed to be happening in the United States. Then you go down the list to the E. Jean Carroll, who completely made up her story, took it from a plot line of Law and Order SVU that Trump raped her. Yet again, they said, oh, yeah, there's no proof that he raped her, but he still has to pay her $80 million.
Yeah. And then
in what world does that make sense?
She also seems very happy to be a rape victim. Those interviews
she's like, it's great.
I can't wait to buy property and all this stuff with the millions I'm going to get.
It'd be a shame if she got hit by a bus.
Yeah, I know.
Then you go to the other cases, which we've talked about plenty with the documents and this and that.
Yeah.
I mean, they clearly have a mission here, and it's to take Trump down.
Yep.
That's it. At the end of the day, like I said, it's their last-ditch effort.
Yeah.
And a little concern for if these continue to fail, especially like down in Georgia, fail spectacularly with on Friday – Fannie Willis, like the ass, had to kick her lover to the curb out of his bougie job as prosecutor on the case.
Yeah.
Even though she was not disqualified. However, just breaking moments ago, the judge ruled that Trump can appeal the ruling allowing her to stay on the case.
Do it.
Meaning that she very well could be disqualified, but not only that, this will delay things even further and make it very likely that the Georgia case does not come to trial before the election.
Good.
So that's kind of where all the legal cases are right now. I don't really foresee any of these being in play before the election. I mean, the only thing that could potentially happen is
the porn payments one. That could happen before the election.
It could, but even that Manhattan judge delayed it again.
Yeah. That's also the weakest case of all of them.
That case is ridiculous.
That him not disclosing the porn payments to Stormy Daniels somehow altered the 2016 election.
Yeah.
Basically. That's essentially what the Bragg office is arguing.
Just like the 100,000 in Russian Facebook ads that swayed the whole election.
After they illegally extended the statute of limitations on that because COVID stopped everything.
Yes, I forgot about
Remember that one? That's how they got him.
Yeah. Here's another illegal story.
We got to keep hitting on this.
Just last week in Boston, 51-year-old Brazilian fugitive wanted for rape in the United States was caught. Well, guess what? No honor of the ICE detainer.
Ah.
Yeah. We're finding illegals who are murderers and rapists and then still
not
refusing to deport them.
Yeah. Hence the birth of SB4 in Texas.
Yeah.
Literally.
So what does that tell you? It tells you one thing very clear. And Elon actually tweeted about this earlier this week and got promptly called a racist and what is it? The Great Replacement Theory and all that. But it's pretty simple at this point what the plan is here. Flood the country with millions of illegals. It's what they're doing right now in the process. Yeah. No matter what, don't deport them. Whether they're criminals, rapists, murderers, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Make promises to them to make them loyal to your political party, of course.
Yes.
We all know that the Democrats do that. Then count them.
Yeah.
in the 2030 census, which is going to rapidly approach, we're basically halfway there already.
There's going to be like 70 new Dem districts created in the most reliably blue states. Yep. And they're going to get similar ethnic representation in these districts.
Yep.
And that's how they increase. They've been doing this for two generations now.
And this is the end plan.
Yeah.
Not only does it determine congressional seats, which will then be filled by Democrats, of course, who will then vote for amnesty and make all these people legal voters, and all the kids that they pop out will already be American citizens by birth, it also determines electoral votes in the presidency.
Yes.
You think an extra 20 electoral votes isn't enough to decide? I mean, basically, I think...
Eight is enough to decide.
Pretty much every election, I think, except like the Obama-McCain landslide, was somewhat within... I guess the second time Obama won against Romney...
Oh, that was
how many was that? Was it a landslide too? Yeah.
Generally, Romney only got like 205 or something.
Okay, well, I still think like if you look at since like 1990, at least 60 to 70% of presidential elections are within 20.
If it's won, it matters, you know.
And so, that's the end plan. That's very clear here.
It is.
And Elon tweeted that, and the leftist meltdown has been just
delicious.
Well, it's because their plan's being exposed to what they're doing here.
Which I don't know why. I mean, it's as transparent as anything.
But this is the issue that, though, I think is really breaking through. And now we're also seeing it become not just a, you know, regular southern border issue. It's becoming an issue with Haiti.
Yeah.
Haiti now also, which is under the rule of Barbecue, literally his name.
Yeah, his name.
Who is a cannibal.
Who's eating people in the streets.
Yeah, which NBC says is racist to say that he's a cannibal. Not really sure how that comes together, but that's what they say.
He's literally taking a charred piece of leg with a knife and cutting it off like brisket and eating it.
Yep, yep. So apparently I'm racist for saying that, but that guy is now in control of Haiti, okay? Prime minister's resigned, U.S. embassy fell,
It's literally like Mad Max. Like, the gangs have taken over the roads in the country.
Yeah.
And
well, I saw a headline the other day that said, violent gangs clashing with machete-wielding militias in Haiti. I'm like, what the f*** does that mean?
What is that?
But yeah, it is Mad Max.
I mean, remember, like, what was it 4 years ago? They assassinated the president.
Yeah.
And, like, that's... Who did it? We don't know. Uh-huh. Although I think we might have been involved.
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton might have been involved in that.
The Clinton body count continues to grow, which, by the way, did you see the executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport just happened to die? Shot by the feds while a search warrant was being executed.
Hey, now.
Interesting, yeah. Wonder what they were searching for. Haiti. All these illegals now from Haiti want to come to America. They're hopping on these boats and trying to make it to Florida.
Well, they're really rafts.
Well, sure.
I mean, they're pretty much rafts made with whatever they can find, like in Cuba, and they're going to sink after like 50 miles out.
Not necessarily if the weather down there is good. The Caribbean's like bathwater.
And it's true.
It can be very still, and there's definitely Haitians who have made it to Florida already. Sure.
But was it Mark? What, you're the weather guy. When does hurricane season begin?
June.
Okay, so they got some time to... Yeah, they got some time.
Well, there's a few things here. So Governor DeSantis, of course, doing a great job down there. He has set up preemptive patrols along the southern tip of Florida.
He's putting landmines.
The Florida Coast Guard to prevent them from getting to land, because that's the thing. If he keeps them from getting to land...
Oh, yeah, because the wet foot, dry foot
policy. He can bring them on the boat back to Haiti.
Yeah, it's true.
If they make it to the land, he can't deport them without, you know, additional...
legal procedures. Legal
bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what he said is, okay, if they do make it to Florida, guess what? Gonna send them right up to Martha's Vineyard.
See you later.
Yep. I wonder how Obama and all them will love that up there.
Well, he'll probably kill them like his cook.
Allegedly. Listen, we don't want to be killed by the Obamas, okay?
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just one thing after another with this president.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, can we get anything?
Can we get some order?
Yeah.
Can we get something running right instead of you talking to Cookie Monster about shrinkflation, which you created?
Yeah.
Or what's another one?
Well, yeah, it's just Everything is in chaos.
Yeah.
The foreign policy, immigration, the economy, all of it is just nonstop chaos.
Yeah.
The world is in upheaval, and it's like, it's only a matter of time until something really terrible happens.
I think it's going to be with that commercial real estate market. I think that's going to be the first domino to knock over everything.
I'm surprised it hasn't gone yet. Today, the Fed said, we're just going to keep the interest rate as is.
Which means they're going to raise it, next quarter probably, right?
We'll see.
That's how they usually go with this. Well, they raise it, and then they raise it.
They were supposed to already have cut it, haven't done that yet. But last week,
rent stays as before.
Yeah. I was talking to my buddy Rich last week, long time listener of Triggered. He's definitely listening right now, about how everything is just chaos.
Yeah.
They have no clue what they're doing. It's just total amateur hour everywhere. And the country is like, it's just not what it used to be. And I think that's why Trump is having such a good, strong polling right now, is people may not necessarily like him, but they know they don't like what's happening under Biden. And they see that Biden is too old.
Yeah.
And Biden will never make it another 4 years.
Yeah.
Kamala scares the f*** out of him. I mean, nobody wants her.
If there's one thing I've noticed between 2018 midterms and now, it was people who... Remember, it was people... I don't like Trump, but I like his policies, but I'm going to vote for Joe Biden, or I'm going to vote for the Democrats. I can't stand him personally. We've all heard that. Now there's the same sentiment, but they're like, you know what? Like, if he's a bull in the China closet, but we have a stronger economy, then I'm willing to take responsibility for that and vote for him. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They found a guy. Oh, my God. During Super Tuesday, they found a guy in, oh, my God. It was one of those street interviews.
Yeah.
He was a Democrat for 22 years, but he doesn't know who he's going to vote for.
Yeah.
And then he's like, if it's Trump or nobody to fix this, then so be it.
Yep.
He literally said that.
Well,
he also said that Ron DeSantis would make a good president, but Ron DeSantis had long dropped out.
Interestingly enough, have a good clip here for you of, now this is an interview being done, I think it was on either ABC or something, of a black man and black woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a listen to what they have to say.
In 2008 and 2012, you voted for
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. 2016.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. 2020.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
She went from Obama, Hillary, Biden, Trump in 2024.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, even if that segment, especially of a black woman, that's enough to swing an election, especially in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. You're seeing what would traditionally be considered maybe as the anti-Trump bloc coming over and voting for Trump. Yeah. You're seeing men. Look at young men, 18 to 39.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going Trump.
Heavily swinging Trump and Republican. And you know why? It's because these young men, a lot of them white, are tired of being told that they're evil simply for existing.
Yeah.
That is the backlash that they're seeing.
Well, not being a condescending prick goes a long way in voter outreach. Just saying.
Yeah.
Democrats always have to lecture you. And, going back to that black lady... Isn't Trump polling at like 34% with black voters right now?
Does that hold water? I think that's probably a little overstated, but here's what I'll say.
Because that's the election if that holds.
If Trump breaks 20 on the black vote.
I think he could.
It's over for the Democrats.
He got 18 in 2020, didn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
That 2% because...
Well, that 2% is the 45,000 votes that were missing to get him over the top right there.
The working white class has gone heavily Trump. Those were always Democrat votes.
Yeah.
The working white class was always Democrat votes, especially union.
Yeah.
Going heavily Trump. Look at Hispanics, like we just said.
Yep.
Hispanics going heavily for Trump now.
Yeah.
You know, Hispanics used to be a Democrat 70-30. Oh,
30 at least.
Right?
Especially under Obama. Yeah.
Trump is up to 51%.
Yeah.
Okay? Like you said, the black vote. I was talking about young people. these are he is cracking through the Democrats' coalition.
Yep. And young voters are souring on Biden. And labor, I think Trump's, I don't think he's going to win labor union households, but I think he'll get 40 to 45% of them. Which is it's a solid possible. Showing. It's so, possible. I mean, those are the three core pieces that made the Obama coalition somewhat unbeatable. Thank God we have term limits.
Yeah.
Was young people, labor unions, and women, actually.
Yeah, well, they all got swept up in the Obama. Yeah, yeah.
But even the women's vote is loaded with nuance. You know, you have married women who vote differently than the single college-educated women. And honestly, I don't think, you know, the research triangle-like chick is enough to make up for the defections and the degrading of the other parts of the coalition. Labor unions, young people, blacks, Hispanics.
Well, North Carolina is not in play anyway.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm just using that. Those are the single college educated women across the country.
That those are the people that are destroying the country.
Well, yeah.
Is the single college women.
But also,
if you look at every demographic group,
yeah.
If you look at, right, married and unmarried males,
yep.
Married and unmarried women.
Yeah.
The only group
is single
that votes Democrat.
That's true.
Is even unmarried women,
even college educated men who were big heavy leaners for Democrats post 2020 are now Republicans.
Yeah.
And we also have to keep an eye on Arab Americans. That uncommitted, I'm not going to vote for this because I'm pissed off about Gaza being turned into a barrier. I don't know about that either. I was kind of we'll see. I think they'll be pissed, but they'll pull the lever. Because
I think in a very, very close election in Michigan,
100,000
could
make
terrorists make a difference?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say,
well, I think white working class, if he boosts white working class voters in this area, I think he can still win.
If you look at what Biden has done recently with the Israel policy, it's very clear he's very concerned about it.
Yeah.
He's essentially
pissed, man. He's mad.
He's turned on our ally, Israel. And basically sided with the terrorists, giving them material aid. You see them complaining about our MREs we're giving them.
Yeah.
You know, I say they could all burn in hell.
Yeah.
But the one nice thing is that a couple of those pallets didn't open, and some terrorists got crushed.
Oh, terrible.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Well,
we're building. We have that.
That's our taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Being spent on aiding the
terrorists, enemy,
and terrorists against our ally.
Yeah. And
we're fighting a proxy war with ourselves.
Yeah, with troops on the ground. I don't care what people say. I know they're on that flotilla, which, by the way, is going to be attacked. Just brace yourselves for that.
Yeah.
We're going to have dead Americans in the sea because that flotilla, that floating pier, whatever the
Well, look at what happened in Afghanistan. Attacked. Just yesterday, General McKenzie and Mark Milley were on the Hill testifying about the spectacular failure and withdrawal out of Afghanistan. And they said, it was a policy decision that led to the suicide bombing at Abbey Gate that killed 13 of our men and women. A policy decision.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had a shot on the sniper. Or they had a sniper shot on the bomber.
And they didn't take it.
That's the same kind of that's going to happen. And like you said, get our people killed.
Yeah.
Building this port for these ungrateful terrorists, aiding them against Israel, who is fighting a righteous war against these people for supporting and harboring Hamas in their midst in Rafah.
Yeah. It's the last stronghold. They got to go in.
Yeah. They got to get it done.
They got to get it done.
Listen, okay, you know I've been saying well before October 7th that tragedy happened, long before, I wish BB would just roll in and end these. Well, this is his opportunity.
Yeah.
And
this is it.
This is it for him as well, because I think that whenever there is another Israeli election, I don't think that he'll... I mean, look, it took him, what, 5 times to win this time?
Yeah.
They had to do that election over and over and over again because of the way they were.
That's with... Remember, there was a corruption, a shoddy corruption. They tried to Trump him. There was a shoddy corruption trial.
Yep.
You know...
But he knows this is it for him.
Yeah.
This is his chance to finish the job.
Yeah.
And set it up so that whenever the next prime minister comes in, who inevitably will be weaker than he is, especially versus the Americans, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully by that point, Trump's back.
Yeah.
If we could reunite Trump and Bibi,
that'd be great.
We could get world peace again.
Yeah.
And we could
find a Bibi-like figure. Because remember, when Bibi was no longer prime minister and it turned into that that coalition joint governor prime ministership that failed, remember?
Yeah.
Before, and then they, the people brought BB back after that.
Well, yeah, because they like saw.
It's you know, it's, and the national consensus, even among liberals now in Israel, is that we just got to go after the terrorists.
Yeah.
Which is why there's also strong backing to support the invasion of southern Lebanon, but we'll get to that later.
Well, Ukraine's a mess too. Well, I mean, North Korea's firing missiles.
Yeah.
You got Blinken over in South Korea talking about diversity while the world burns. Africa.
Talking about diversity in the homogenous country.
Yeah. Africa is silently falling apart, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if you've seen that. It's just unbelievable how all of this stuff is happening. And the mainstream media is like, oh.
Yeah.
What? Why is everybody so upset? Things are just great.
Yeah.
Do you not realize how great you have it? Bill Maher says, are you living with your heads in toilets? This is great. The economy is phenomenal. Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm like, well,
Bill Maher had a good streak of 7 episodes where he went off the deep end again, unfortunately.
Well, no, I'll tell you what it is.
Well, I think people
someone called him from the White House or the Biden campaign and said, get your together or we're going to Clinton you. Like,
it does seem inauthentic, you know. Like, you know how his commentary is like, you know, he means what he says, right? It seems like he's being
forced. Well, he did a whole 180.
Yeah,
he did a whole 180. Yeah. But you know, you look at any media that's not conservative.
Yeah,
and they're all like painting this rosy picture of how great everything is.
Oh, and you think it's like Clinton era 1995 out there?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Household incomes are up, average $7,000. House, you know, a family, but gas is $1.32.
Mm-hmm.
We have surpluses. We got millions of jobs created.
Well, I'll tell you what, gas prices are higher than they were a year ago at this point, and they got very high last summer, getting almost back to $4 or $5 in many places. That's certainly going to happen this summer. Yeah. Crude is going to make another run at $100. Inflation is just going to be smoking hot.
Are we going to tap the strategic reserve again?
What strategic reserve?
I know, I saw about that.
Doesn't exist. Good thing
that's what they're going to try to do.
Good thing we got that for the pending World War III.
Oh, yeah.
And China probably going to invade Taiwan. We've got... There's just... You could go down the list, and I could keep going forever. You all know that everything's... but like...
Yeah.
What if, you know, obviously we think that Trump's going to win. We pray that Trump's going to win. What if he doesn't win? What then?
I mean, this is terrible to say. I mean, no, I can't say it. I mean, at Biden's age, would you be, at Biden's age and his frailty, would you be shocked if he wins re-election, has a second inauguration, and then 31 days later, like William Henry Harrison dies?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right?
Or if he says, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Goblin was president now.
I mean, they're wrapping. I mean, he's bubble wrapped now. Do you see the new shoes he has? They're not even dress shoes. They're like, they're black support shoes. And with...
That are specially designed to make sure he doesn't fall.
For maximum stability and
the guy has to be guided around by a visiting angel.
So they know that he's going to... He is going to fall at a public event.
Sure, but less so what happens to Biden. I mean more so what happens to the United States.
Oh, it's...
Because...
You know that movie Civil War that's coming out in April? That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to go see that movie. The movie looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go to theaters, but I'll watch it at home. I do think, and you know I've been saying this for a long time, I do think that regardless of who wins this election, whether it be Republican or Democrat... There's going to be major unrest in either direction. If we win, God willing, Allah willing, then the Democrats will burn the cities to the ground, which I'm fine with.
Which is ironic with their meltdown over Trump saying bloodbath and at an Ohio rally.
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Like, yeah.
Hold on. Let's finish this and then we'll get to the bloodbath. I'm fine with a bloodbath either way. But, the Democrats are going to burn their cities to the ground.
Yeah.
Which, ironic, because it's the shitholes that they have to live in anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Republicans, I think you'll see, you know, some type of January 6th or something like that. This time, probably not a little with no guns.
Yeah, yeah.
just to put it lightly, I mean, that's, you know, that's the biggest thing for me about January 6th. Whenever they call it, you know, an insurrection, I'm like, please.
Yeah, this wasn't Lexington and Concord.
If this
guys,
was an insurrection,
yeah.
People would have died.
Yeah.
Nobody died except one person on our side.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If this was a real insurrection and they had brought guns, you know, congressmen, senators would have been killed. That's just
fact. That's just a fact.
Not saying I wish it had happened, but that's just a fact of what would have happened.
It would have been a storm of the Bastille.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, really.
It would have been. Like, oh, absolutely. Everyone was overwhelmed.
I think that the gun-owning population of the United States wouldn't have brought guns if we were really intent on doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I think is going to happen, probably. But there might be, I mean, militias that form in response to put down the Democrat uprising after Trump wins, because you know they're going to lose their minds.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen how they're behaving now. Let's talk about the bloodbath thing.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that because it was such an outrageous thing that, and it got talked about so much.
Oh, it's still being talked about.
Oh, for sure.
And they're tripling down on this, man. It's out of control.
Oh, they're turning it into campaign ads.
Oh, yeah.
It's worse than the Charlottesville hoax in my mind because
it is.
The Charlottesville line, you know, you can. The context isn't as clear, right?
Yeah.
We know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But...
And it is more emotionally charged because a neo-Nazi did plow into a crowd and kill some people. So, yes.
Some people did something.
Yeah.
Not, you know. Anyway, then this bloodbath thing happened where he was very clearly talking about how China will decimate our auto industry in a bloodbath, and the economy will be a bloodbath if he doesn't win.
The video is there.
Which are facts.
The transcript is there, and then they turn it into this political violence hoax. The video is there.
They're essentially saying that if Trump doesn't win, he wants a bloodbath in the street of hundreds of millions of Americans. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
Okay, they've turned it into political ads, but regular people see through it, and especially given how it's been exposed on, you know, X, for example, with Elon being like, this is total bull.
Yeah.
You know, people that would have fallen into the mainstream media trap before, I think are outside of it now. We're like, that's not what he meant,
that's
right?
That's not,
Now, listen, if the Democrats want a bloodbath, maybe we'll give them one. But it's like, you know, are you guys, like, trying to make this happen? Is this what you want?
Well, now it's, you know, don't believe your lying eyes now.
Right,
you know,
again,
that,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. You can't believe that. You know, you have to think that, you know, Biden's the greatest president with, you know, with tenacity and sharp as a tack, you know, mental abilities and...
Well, here's the thing. If you want to talk about a real bloodbath, let's talk about the bloodbath that Biden has brought on this country.
Ugh.
Let's talk about the illegals that have killed Americans in a bloodbath. Let's talk about the bloodbath of law enforcement officers that Democrat criminals have inflicted in this country.
Let's talk about that industry to such that now we have whole cities that won't have any cops on the night shift.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh.
From 3 a.m. to 7 a.m., if you're a criminal and you want to rape, murder, kill, steal, have fun.
Yeah, there's
Because only the call boxes at the six police stations are going to be operational.
It's basically the purge from
until
7 a.m.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, everybody else.
You know, let's talk about the bloodbath that Biden brought to our 13 servicemen and women at Abbey Gate in Afghanistan. I could go down this list forever. Or let's talk about the bloodbath of Democrats killing millions of babies.
Yeah.
How about that? You know, I'm not a radical on abortion, that's a fact.
Yeah.
It's insane to me that they have the hypocritical gall to try to say that we are going to inflict a bloodbath on this country when they've gotten more people killed than anyone ever in the history.
And who rioted when Romney lost in 2012 on the conservative side? Nobody.
Not me.
Nobody.
Well, nobody liked Romney anyway. But
at the time, I mean, Romney wasn't that he is now. But like in 2020, we were disappointed. Yeah. But, you know, it's a new day the next day. 2016 happens. Everyone's burning American flags. And people, all these liberals are being all setting on fire in the cities.
Yeah.
You know? So it is. It's like the seed of irony that they're just saying that Trump says this when they're the ones that are going to absolutely kill everybody if Trump wins.
And what about the Biden bloodbath allowing all these fentanyl overdoses?
Yo, 55,000, good one. Yeah.
55,000 fentanyl overdoses because he refuses to secure the southern border.
Yeah.
We were finally getting a handle on the fentanyl issue in this country towards the end of Trump, and then Biden just undid all the good that Trump did and made it 20 times worse.
The solution is staring him right in the face. Just reauthorize all the executive orders under Trump. We can get a handle over the border overnight. You know, we'll have, you know, operational control again within a few weeks.
Yeah.
Allow ICE, allow the Border Patrol to do their job, and just deport these but you know what? They're not going to do that.
Yep. I could tell you that it's... this lying and derangement out of them is only going to get worse. Yeah, they are just outright lying at this point. They're lying and putting it into ads, and then when they get called out, they're like, "No, that's just a fact."
Yeah,
it is state propaganda.
It is
what they're doing here, and then they have the gall to criticize Vladimir Putin for his rigged election. Of course it's rigged. He won 87%. Yeah,
except to say he almost got 90% of the vote.
Good for him. Look at what they did to our election in 2020.
Yeah.
They know how to rig. They would know a rigged election because they did it. Okay? Then they have the gall to criticize him for suppressing and persecuting his enemies.
Which is what the DOJ
that's interesting.
Doing 4 years, I know, yeah.
Not just the DOJ, the Attorney General of New York State.
Yeah.
Taking a law that's never been applied, ever.
Yeah.
And applying it to Trump.
Yep.
And trying to steal $500 million from him. Steal. That's what they're doing.
That's pretty much true. Yeah, it is.
So, before they get all uppity on me, on Russia, okay...
You've been a little
uppity. Yeah. I'm like, how about you shut the
up? Yeah, I know.
And, when Putin the other day is like, it's rich that America tries to lecture us on democracy. America's not a democracy either. Yeah. Which, factually, is correct. We're a democratic republic.
Yeah.
But what he means is correct, too, because we long ago lost it. Did you hear?
You're just like me.
Yeah.
You're just like me.
I mean, look. Remember when Navalny died, which was later found that he just died, okay?
Yeah.
You know, not murdered, as they said.
Well, I'm pretty sure being in a piece of prison was horrible for his health for 18 months, right?
Sure, but that's what they want to do to Trump.
That is true.
They want to throw old man Trump in prison. True.
They do.
Now, wouldn't be as bad as a Siberian gulag.
No.
Probably not.
Watch that ad 25 years to his life.
Yeah. But, like, literally... You look at it, and it's like, well, this is what they're doing here.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you lecture them when they're trying to imprison their political enemies?
Yeah.
They've done it before. They'll do it again. Look what they did to Peter Navarro, Trump's advisor.
That was ridiculous.
Who was sent to jail
for
contempt of Congress.
Did you watch his presser before he turned
himself
in? That was awesome.
For refusing. Let's actually play a clip of that.
Yeah.
Because it was really worth
it. It was good.
Look. They can put me in prison. They can put you in prison. Make no mistake about that. And make no mistake about this. They are coming after Donald Trump with the same tactics, tools, and strategies they used to put me over there today. Okay? Think about this. Stripped of all defenses before a jury trial. That's going to happen to him. Democrats in all the jurisdictions he's in. Fannie Willis in Atlanta, the guy in Manhattan, Bragg, and then of course Jack Smith at the Department of Injustice, as we like to call it on my side of the fence. So I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country, because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. If they come for me, they can come for you.
For refusing to testify to the sham January 6th committee, which has now been found to have destroyed evidence,
yes,
by the way,
yes,
and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger may end up going to either jail or trial on, which would be phenomenal, and they deserve it.
And she also orchestrated the op-ed attack. You know, when this is going on, she got all of the former, you know, top spooks, Brennan and all them, to write op-eds about how this, that, and the other about this event. So
the entire government is corrupt, and they all have their eyes trained on keeping Trump from the presidency, and then for them to lecture on Putin,
it's
something.
It's a little tired. Yep. It's a little tired. It's a little tired.
Yeah, so we're going to wrap today's show up with the clip of the week. And this one is not a gaffe, even though there's been plenty of Biden gaffes. It's hard to keep up on. This one is of the latest addition to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who quite literally found herself proving to America that she is a f***ing retard. And does not understand the Constitution, perhaps never even read it this week, while there was oral arguments in front of the Supreme Court on the case of the government coercing social media companies to censor content deemed, quote, misinformation during the pandemic, and of course, the election, too. Take a listen to what she had to say.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, you know, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
The First Amendment is hamstringing the government in significant ways.
Oh my God.
Someone tweeted, quote, "This is the most horrifying thing I've ever heard from a Supreme Court justice."
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah.
And that just shows you how liberals view the Constitution, America. Remember they were on their whole big Christian nationalist kick?
Yeah.
How our rights come from God,
yeah,
not from a government. They don't, of course they don't believe that.
Yeah.
And that's what's so dangerous about really their attack on the foundation of America.
And when they don't get their way, they want mob tactics against the conservative wing of the court.
Yep.
And these are law professors of Georgetown and the like, teaching the next generation of lawyers, like, that this is acceptable.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Great. So, we have a really uplifting episode of Trigger here for you all. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Never have, never will.
Yeah.
You know,
if Trump wins, it'll be, you know, the days of bread and roses.
Oh, if Trump wins, we might go live on election night.
Oh, wow.
Uncensored.
Let's do it.
Well, it'll be the end for us, but we...
Yeah, it'll be.
Yeah, I'll say I'm hopeful. I am hopeful that Trump can win this election. I'm hopeful that we can win the House. I'm hopeful that we can win the Senate. Luckily, we got a great candidate out in Ohio.
Yeah.
Winning the primary yesterday, Bernie Moreno.
Handily.
We win all 81 counties of Ohio. Also took several mayorships and city councils back in blue districts in Florida.
Wow. Good.
In Del Rey, a Biden plus 27 county now has a Republican mayor.
Ooh.
So there's bright spots and positive potential down the line here. We just got to make it to November. We got to make it to then January.
That's
going to
be,
hey,
listen, that's going to be the number to look at. You know, remember the Obama-Trump voters in 2016? Yeah. Are they going to be Biden-Trump people?
Could be. It could be. Because
if there is a, if there's, you know, I'm just saying, it just takes about 7 to, what, 12 million, because that's how many Obama-Trumpers were.
The CNN electoral map has Trump over 300 electoral votes now.
I'm surprised they even
that it's
that
a big
up.
Lead. Now, long way to go still.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but at least we get week after week, we say long way to go, but it's less of a way to go.
It's less of a way to go.
And we just got to get to that voting.
Yeah.
You know, positive changes at the RNC. There's been a positive increase in fundraising.
Maximize that base turnout, because this is going to be a fight to the bitter end. Like, this is going to be a base election. It's going to be a close election.
Yeah.
You know, those single, like we talked, those single college educated women, they get uppity and they get and they're going to be and they're going to be coming out to vote like their PMS depends on it.
Well, you know, abortion's going to be the big Democrat thing. They got nothing else to run on, so.
But how, I mean, you're going to look like an insane person if the inflation stays high. Well, you have all these working families talking about how they're getting at the grocery store, and then you say, "Well, I got a policy to fix that." Abortion.
Yeah, but those unmarried women.
That's nuts, though, man.
They just want to kill the babies. It's what they want to do.
But do you think
I don't know why they're so rabid about it? The independents are going for Trump heavy right now.
That's what I'm saying. Hopefully, more independents can offset that.
But if the independent women start turning back on based on abortion, which has happened in recent elections, you know, that could be it. So,
Okay.
We, of course, will have the full thing covered for you.
Lots to talk.
Up and down here on Triggered and at townhall.com and on all the sites in the Town Hall Media Network. Of course, if you have any comments, email us triggered@townhall.com. Good to hear from our friend Sinks earlier today.
Hey.
Totally agree about the Supreme Court. I mean, the law of the land, it's just, it's crazy. Hopefully, in the end, when the Supreme Court rules, they will uphold the law and Texas will get its due. But, you know, it's always a long haul. It's just always a really tough, you know, slow battle when it comes to court rulings. That's actually one of the things I think that, like, if I were to change something, I would speed the Supreme Court up. Because in today's society, where things have to move quick.
Right? I agree, but you know what they would say is that the Supreme Court is supposed to be outside of that, outside of that sphere.
Sure.
They're not supposed to know or care about society and their wants because they have the legislature to make that happen, those changes happen.
But
I'm just playing. I'm not saying I'm disagree with you. I'm just saying what
when those courts hold up a law that could very well prevent something terrible from occurring and the invasion of our sovereign land. Don't you think they should rule on it a little quicker?
Instead of this CTE, they're hearing this case back and forth here.
You know, they're hearing this case about the First Amendment and social media companies.
Yeah.
You could hear that in March and rule on it in June. I don't give a right. But something like the immigration law,
well, especially when
you should hear those arguments and rule on it within two weeks.
Especially when you have
know how they're going
to
rule.
Especially when you guy wanting an illegal alien army to wreak havoc around.
Yeah,
it,
so. You remember last year they had the abortion ruling for like 3 months.
Yeah,
and then
someone leaked it. Yeah. Who, we don't even know who did that. Which again, I don't. Believe.
You know, I get it. It's an institution, blah, 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 sitting on opinions. I just think that there's some stuff that should be heard on an emergency basis.
Yeah. So. I mean, I kind of felt the same way about some Second Amendment rulings since 2014 about justifiable knee clauses and, you know, carry permits.
Well, that's one thing. Now, if a state bans assault rifles, that should be heard immediately because that's an immediate infringement on rights.
But for 10 years, they've refused to not do it until Bruin v. New York, so...
Yeah. All right. Well, that's enough for today. Of course, if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. I promise you, you will love it. We have so many VIP members from Triggered, and we love all of you. We love all of our listeners, but we especially love our VIPs. You make it possible for us to do what we do here and on all of our sites with all of our conservative journalism. So we're counting on you this election year. We love you. We appreciate it. Of course, if you are a college basketball fan, which, I mean, Who isn't? Yep. March Madness this weekend. Enjoy it.
Place your bets.
We'll be gambling. Don't you worry. Yeah, you know me.
Will there be a do you think all the unders are going to hit like it did often last year? Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like 75% of the unders hit and like none of the overs.
Yeah.
That was a bloodbath for some people. Oh, yeah.
Not allowed to say that. You can't say that. Yeah.
FBI, come and arrest me.
There's going to be a bloodbath probably in my DraftKings account. all right. Well, we'll be back here next week for another episode of Triggered. We hope you all have a great, phenomenal, fantastic weekend. Of course, if you'd like to reach out, email us triggered@townhall.com. And we will see you next week for another episode of Triggered.
Yeah.